USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's going to be a red wave like you've never seen before.
President Trump predicting great things for Republicans in the upcoming election. President Trump with only one rally on Sunday, that in New Hampshire.
People are tired of looking at the anarchists and all of the things taking place in Portland, Chicago, New York with crime.
His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, has no public appearances scheduled. After several aides, including his chief of staff, tested positive for COVID-19, White House chief of staff Mark Meadows says Vice President Mike Pence will keep campaigning.
CDC guidelines does say essential personnel.
Yes, it
if
says
they
wear
mask
a mask.
Up,
if they wear a mask.
And I spoke to the vice president last night at midnight, and I can tell you that what he's doing is wearing a mask, socially distancing, and when he goes up to speak, he will take the mask off, put it back on.
Meadows speaking there on CNN, USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The National Hurricane Center reports that Tropical Storm Zeta has formed south of Cuba. The storm evolved from Tropical Depression 28 to increase in strength into a tropical storm late Saturday into early Sunday. Zeta is expected to reach the Gulf Coast by midweek. As many businesses struggle to adapt during COVID, some just can't stay afloat. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Another business casualty of the pandemic is rated one of the best quality coffee chains in the country. Brooklyn Roasting Company announced this week that it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will be closing all of its brick-and-mortar locations in New York City. Another closing announced is California-based Yoga Works with 66 studios throughout the U.S. They closed temporarily when COVID first consumed the news, and now no namaste, filing for Chapter 11 and permanently closing its studios.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A mandatory evacuation order has sent thousands of people fleeing from their homes near Rocky Mountain National Park in northern Colorado as wildfire officials dealt with wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour. Longtime Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News some of the devastation he's seeing in his home state.
I've seen houses on one side of the road completely intact and standing. And then the opposite side of the road, all you see is a chimney, metal roofing that was left from the fire, cars, shells. It's catastrophic.
A former Democrat Senate leader is a big fan of ending the filibuster.
Former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada says if Democrats win both the presidency and the Senate, Joe Biden should take no more than 3 weeks to test bipartisanship before ending the filibuster. In an interview, Reid said that he understands that former Vice President and Delaware Senator wants to work with Republicans, but Reid said there's just too much that needs to be done to wait around trying to reach agreements under the decades-old Senate practice of requiring 60 votes to advance legislation. The one-time Senate Majority Leader says Democrats should give Republicans a little bit of time to see if they'll work with Biden. I'm Wyatt Cox.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.